Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim. We are live on the air. Wednesday, January. January the 4th. We're here live and in living color. We're going to start off with our national anthem, which is it's Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. And we will be back on the air, hopefully every day.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal savior. I'd like to thank all the steadfast preachers and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know, and I'm here to tell you so.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He didn't just say me once, but twice. Devil's wing, yeah. He offered him a piece of bread. He got the back and bread. And the devil asked him, are you the son of God? Throw yourself down off that rock. You won't land at all. If you think the road is easy, try it for yourself. Without the help of Jesus, you won't get the same way well.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He said, just
songs off of my album, Jesus is Coming, 911 Emergency. You can pick it up on Amazon or Walmart, Spotify. It's pretty much everywhere else. If you just want to listen to it, you can go to YouTube. And you can just the album, just hook up Elohim Christ, Jesus Emergency, 911 Jesus Emergency. And you'll be able to listen to the songs, okay? Now, I like to do an assertion. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused and read what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of delight, and I will get what I want. The question that in most of our mind, do we know what we want? Are we after what we want? Well, we have some good news for you. The comforters have arrived. They're here, and they'll be coming to your area. You'll be hearing them on the radio. You'll hear them talking. And the world needs to be born again. And we need to be supported by villagers. Our villages are broken. So there's a lot of misunderstanding going on around the planet. Okay? Now, I am not in a position to shine a light on what I think is wrong with what the world is doing, because I have a beam in my eye. So it's hard for me to see the speck in another person's eye. I was told that the world needs to be reborn and that, and to be the messenger to start things in motion. The Bible is a book whose authenticity cannot be verified, but it has some great stories in it that we can learn from, okay? It tells you that you are gods. And that's the first thing you have to do. Here's what we recommend. We are comforters. We're here to bring you into a different mindset. We're here to literally change your worldview, but give you the worldview that's been right in front of you for a couple thousand years. Just that the puppet masters, okay, listen carefully, the puppet masters are grooming you to be slaves. You might ask yourself, how in the world are they turning us into slaves? Slavery is dead. No, slavery is alive and well. First of all, Psalm 82:6 tells you something that you have to accept. First thing we want you to do is to stop, and this is going to be difficult for a lot of you, is to stop being believers. Oh my goodness, he didn't just tell me to stop believing in stuff. Yes, I did. That's why we have so much confusion around religion, okay? I recommend King James Authorized Version of the Bible only. Let me say that again. I recommend the King James Authorized Version of the Bible only as a core book, because that book still has the keys in it. And we need the keys if we're going to go into what the book is actually telling us to do. First of all, Psalm 82, it tells you that you are God. Excuse me. Psalm 82 tells you that you are God. Now, that's what the book says. Don't get mad at me. I'm bringing you into a different thought process. Now, I have released a book called The Bible 2.0, Tyrannical Scriptures, The Bible 2.0. This book will give you guidance into all of the holy scriptures that you have been reading. But the first thing you have to do, you have to step up into who you are. Psalm 82:6, that you are all God. They do not want you to think in terms of being a God, because that takes you into the actual teachings of Yahshua ben Pandera, whom you call Jesus. It will take you into his teaching, and it also takes you into the teachings of Muhammad, the teachings of Buddha, the teachings of Upanishad. Okay, the teachings of Amun-Ra, teachings of Isis and Osiris, and the teachings of the Dogon. It will take you into all those teachings. The book is called Bible 2.0, Tyrannical Scriptures. It will be on the market soon, but you have to realize one thing. This book is coming from the comforters. So it's not a book for men and women. Wait a minute. What do you mean it's not a book for men and women? That's what I said. Because the puppet masters have you. What is a puppet master? A puppet master are those who are confirming, pushing you into the men and women mindset where they have become dictators using God as the master dictator. Yes, you're hearing it for the first time since the crucifixion, since they killed Jesus, they killed John. or James. I'm just dealing with the Bible stuff. I don't know how the other one got, but I know in the Bible they stabbed James with a sword. They crucified Jesus. They persecuted. Why would they persecute men bringing such powerful information? Okay? Because it says, it tells you you are God. What is a God? That's the first misconception that we have to deal with. What is a God? A God is one who knows good and evil and is a designer. That's a God. Not somebody sitting up in a chair looking down on you like Abraham Lincoln, judging every little thing you do. Your judgment has already been written. It's already been set up when the universe was put in motion. You reap what you sow. You bring your own judgment on you. Ain't nobody got to watch you and see what you do. What you do is coming back to you, okay? So your judgment is already written based on what you do. First of all, as men and women, well, there are three thought processes in the Bible. One is for the slave. That's why in Deuteronomy it says, slave, obey your master. It tells you that if you're functioning as a slave. The next one is men and women. There's so many restrictions on men and women that it's unbelievable in the Bible. The third thought process is that of a God. This is who we're looking for. We're not looking for men and women because men and women are under nature. Psalm 82 says, okay, you are all God. If men and women are God, when it said, let us make men and women, what do you think they were talking about? God don't go against his own design. That don't make sense. They were talking about E.T. on a ship having sex to make babies. Hello? That's what they were talking about. When it said God made the heavens and the earth, they were talking about men and women who had the technology to make planets. Okay, look around you. Look at the technology that's on the planet right now that with all our so-called scientific understanding, we can't figure out how they did it. There's something wrong with the thought process. Men and women are under nature. Nature was designed for the children to keep the children safe, to keep the children from going in a manner that will cause the self-destruction. Baby carriers and non-baby carriers. Non-baby carriers are not supposed to be procreating with non-baby carriers. That wasn't the design. Baby carriers are not supposed to be procreating with baby carriers. That's not how you designed this thing. As children, they put you under nature. So we made it a natural law for men and women to get together. But you have come into your godhood. You're into your godhood. Knowing that you are above nature, you can do different things in different ways. But you're not supposed to go against the design you say. If everybody followed the habits that they're developing right now in reference to baby carriers, being with baby carriers, baby make non-baby carriers, being with non-baby carriers, we would cease to exist. That's what's wrong with the process. We would cease to exist. As God, okay, you have a right to do or sleep with whoever you feel like. That's up to you. Consequences. You reap what you sow. You have a very, very unique genetic code. All of you. And when you don't pass that genetic code on, the planet suffers because you die. The wages of sin is death. If you don't make babies, when your genetic code expires, I'm talking about the physical portion of you. When your genetic code expires, you're done. It will never exist again because it's a unique code only you have. That's why you're so special. But they make you feel like a piece of crap because of the way you look. And if you're fat or if you're skinny, if you're tall, if you're short, these things have nothing to do with this powerful being that's walking around in the flesh suit. The flesh is the suit that enables you to get things done in the physical realm. That's what's going on. I'm going in hard because it's time for you to not wake up and smell the coffee. You got to wake up and drink the coffee because they have put you to sleep. The puppet masters are good. Jesus did not endorse any of the religions that you're under today. Not one. I'm going to say that again. Jesus did not endorse any of the religions that you're under today. Because once you're under a religion, you become a man or a woman. God is beyond religious doctrines and dogma. This is why you have to step up into your godhood. Women can't teach, women can't do this, women can't work. Yes, that's what the books say, because men and women are children under nature. Look, we're coming back into the knowledge that we had when we were making planets. The moon is a satellite. We have satellites up there right now. Something is wrong with what the puppet masters are giving you. They're raking in millions of dollars in the name of God. If this God that they're talking about, this so-called almighty God that's snapping his fingers and the mountains fall down, if this God is so powerful, stop giving them money and let God give them the money. Let the God that they're talking about personally come down here and give them the money. The God that they're relying on is you, man. You're the God that's making things happen for them. Not nobody floating around in the sky. They got you thinking Santa Claus knows what you're thinking, knows what you're doing. So for goodness sake, you better be good. This is the same mindset they give you in this thought process when a child. So when they dump this so-called God on you that the Bible don't speak on, that the Bible disagree with, hello, they want you to have this so that they can manipulate you. You're under a puppet master. I don't care what they call themselves. It don't make no difference. Preacher, bishop, a prophet, whatever they call themselves. You're under a puppet master. This is not what this is, how this is supposed to go down. Well, I'm a scientist. I don't believe in God. You're not supposed to believe in anything. That's a spell word to get you to do what they want. Well, I believe, no. Somebody, people ask me, I don't believe nothing. Okay? The world has to be born again. The birthing process must take place. But you have to step up. When Jesus told Nicodemus he had to be born again, Nicodemus was confused because he didn't understand what the world was going on. He was a Sanhedrin high priest, knew the scriptures backwards and forward, but didn't know anything. He memorized the books, but didn't really understand what the books was trying to say. We are comforters. We're here. We're going to take you from your childhood as men and women into the gods that you're supposed to be. Black, brown, red, yellow, white. Those are your tribe. Those are your tribal colors. And you're supposed to be working together. Each tribe has had 2,000 years to rule. Black tribe rule, didn't do a good job. Brown tribe rule, didn't do a good job. Red tribe rule, didn't do a good job. Yellow tribe rule, didn't do a good job. white tribe is ruling now. Their time is running out. They're not doing a good job. The greatest gift that has been given to you on this planet is the democracy that President Hanson was trying to put forth before George Washington did a military coup, stole the government, and took it into a republic. A republic, only a few people control everything in the republic. And that's what was going on. Roosevelt took us off the republic and turned it into a democracy. Check your history. Check what's going on out there. This is a democracy. And they're doing everything they can to kick it back into the republic format. That's why they won't let go of the vote that Mike Pence was supposed to overturn Trump in office. They do not want democracy, because under democracy, the people have some say in what the doggone leaders are doing. That's what the Constitution was all about. The Constitution was to protect the people from these egotistic maniacs who got up there, think they're God's gift to man, and they should be in charge running your life. Nobody knows more about what you need than you. That's why you have a say in what these guys are doing. If they're not doing right for you, kick them to the curb. Vote them out of office like they did Trump. Kick them to the curb, okay? Now, I want to stick to topic here. I'm ramming a little bit because this information is shocking you, but you've been reading it every day ever since they gave you the Bible. You've been reading this information every day. When Adam and Eve ate from the tree, they became gods, knowing good from evil. And the first thing they did was design an apron. The only dress code in the entire Bible that was given to you by God was when he gave them a coat made of sheepskin. He wanted them to cover their body because the apron was too skimpy. That's the only dress code. Cover your body. That's all that the Most High asks. When I say Most High, we're going to talk about who the Most High is later on, okay? We're going to talk about that too. There's so much that you have to understand, that you have to see, that's in the Bible that the puppet masters are keeping you away from. The book tells you to ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. You can't get an answer to a question that's never asked. What the puppet masters are doing is skillfully manipulating you so you don't ask the question. The question that should be on most of your mind is, why would an old, broken-down person like me be called a god? That's the question you should be asking, and you'll get an answer to that. Look, you are a designer. Everything on this planet that you're using was designed by you. And did nobody come down here and do none of this stuff? Not all. Some of the stuff was done by E.T., but we're not going to get into that just yet. We're going to get into that, but not right now. I just want to introduce you to who you are. You're not a man and a woman anymore. This is why you're having trouble with your teenagers. They're growing into gods. They want to design their own future. They want to do what they want to do. They don't want to listen to you no more because they're becoming gods like you are. But you don't know that. Oh, teenagers are so... They're not teenagers. They're growing into gods, knowing right from wrong. See, you know right from wrong too as their parents, but you're doing wrong. Knowing that you know right from wrong, and you're telling them, smoking ain't no good for you. You got a cigarette hanging out your mouth. Oh, drinking is bad, but you got a whole liquor cabinet stacked up in there. You know right from wrong. Anything that alters your consciousness is not what you're supposed to be taking. I don't care what it is. Don't matter what it is. If it's off your consciousness, whether it's weed, hallucinogenic pills, or whatever it is, if it's altering the consciousness of God, It's not good for you. God is amazing. Well, where's this God at? Where is this amazing God at? This amazing God is in your mirror. Well, what do you call beauty? That's in your mirror too. If it's not your twin, it can't be a 10. You don't judge beauty by what you see in others. You judge beauty by what you see on yourself. That's where the beauty comes from. You don't put down, I'm from the brown tribe. You don't put down people from the black tribe because they don't look like you. They're not your twin. That's not what makes them who they are. There's incorporeal energy inside that flesh. The flesh, the different colors of flesh have different genetic markers, different genetic things in their DNA, different information in their DNA. And when the five tribes are working together, nothing can stop the five tribes' progress. Nothing. I don't care what it is. You think only the white tribe is the one that's putting the technology together to get out in space? No, they're restricting your information. They don't want you to know that all five tribes are doing this. They don't want you to know that because they are restricting information, trying to make the white tribe the best in of everything. This is what this evolutionary crap is. I said crap. That's right. Evolution is a bunch of crap. It never happened. But they're getting you as believers. You got to stop believing in this stuff. Now they're saying, since they launched the new satellite, there's not enough material for the Big Bang to have happened. They've been telling you that the Big Bang never happened for years. But they have you believing in this stuff. Your ancestors have told you there was no Big Bang. You are designing everything. And you're coming back to that information. You're going to know how to make a sun. You're going to know how to make a moon. You're going to know how to put planets together. This planet can't hold you. You're not from this planet. I'm just giving you some information. I'm dropping right now. This is the first broadcast from a certain group of people who call themselves the Comfort Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. All five tribes have to work together. It tells you that in the Bible. Okay? The world tribes are going to come together. It's telling you that in the Bible. It's also telling you that they got you tricked up in this baptism thing. I'm breaking it down to you. This, what I'm telling you now is why they crucified Jesus and persecuted all his followers. What information you're getting now. The book is done. Elohim Five Tribes, Bible 2.0. The book is done. The book is in the members' hands. They can't stop the information. The information is out. I might not be the one bringing it to you all the time, but the comforters are coming. We're under three flags. We have our flag, which is black, brown, red, yellow, and white. That's our flag. Then we have the red, white, and blue flag and the red, black, and green flag standing beside our flag. Why? Because the comforters are coming with the mindset of forgiveness. We're going to forgive those under the red, white, and blue for their atrocities. We're going to forgive those under the red, black, and green for their atrocities. Both have committed atrocities under those flags. Let's not get it twisted. That's why I said I'm not one when I opened up. This is where I said when I opened up. Okay? I'm not in a position to shine a light on what I think is wrong with the world is doing because I have a beam in my eye. So it's hard for me to see the speck in another person's eye. Those that have followed the scriptures, you know what I'm talking about. And as the lecture goes on, I will begin to talk about where these passages are in the book. Everything I'm saying is in the book. You're just reading it as a man or a woman. You got to stop reading the Bible as men and women. You got to come up from that, because once you become a man and a woman, they're treating you as a child, turning you into a slave, giving you an overseer. And they ain't got no problem telling you that I'm the overseer and that God is the dictator. do what God say with himself. Well, wait a minute. What God are you talking about? Because the books say that we're all God. So I don't have a problem with saying that Jesus is God, because the books say he's a God. But it says, I'm a God too. That's what it says. But are we listening to the book? No, we're not listening to the book, because the overseer want to keep you as men and women. As men and women, the children's thought process, you go against your own design. You have baby carriers, non-baby carriers. Whatever you call yourself, who cares what you call yourself? They got this LGBTQ, all these dark letters out there. Look, if you can carry a baby in the belly or you can't, it's just that simple. Now, you can call yourself whatever you want. If you want to go against the design, you are a God. You can do that. Consequence, this is what we're trying to tell you. We don't want to lose your genetic code. Have some babies. Go have some babies. Then if you want to, two baby makers and non-baby makers want to get together, who cares? But we want your genetic coding to go forward, because we need your genetic coding to continue. That's why it's here in the first place. If you're not having babies, you're functioning like a man or a woman. You're functioning like a teenager. I'm saying teenager, but I shouldn't use the word teenager, because teenagers are growing into God. They're some smart. These teenagers are smart. They're really smart out here, but just that they don't know who they are. They think they're growing into men and women. No, you got to go out of your man and womanhood and go into your godhood, so you can design some wonderful things for the planet. We got people sleeping on the street. We got guys designing ships to go off to the moon, but they can't design some houses and situations so that nobody has to sleep on the street. Their moral compass is off. We have to bring them back into the reality of what's really going on. The earth is this is the paradise. This is heaven. Actually, the Bible calls it heaven, if you know how to read the book. I'm just dropping a series of information, something that you can think about and ask questions. You're under a Christ consciousness. Some call it the universal mind. But you're connected to the entire cosmos. When you ask questions, those answers are coming. But you're not going to get an answer to a question that's never asked. Okay? I'll tell you, I'm not in a position to shine a light on what I think is wrong with what the world is doing. Because I have a being, well, it's hard for me to see the speck in another person's eye. I was told that the world needs to be reborn and to be the messenger to start things in motion. The Bible is a book whose authenticity cannot be verified, but it is. But it has some great stories in it that we can learn from. It tells you that you are God's knowing good from evil and are great designers with strong imagination. That's what scares them, because what you think about, they tell you all the time, you can bring about with the imagination you got. Oh my goodness, you can imagine some amazing things. And the law of the universe is reap what you sow, period. The entire cosmos is set up based on that law. That's the only law that exists for God. Everything else is rules based on that law. Well, we got science. No, reap what you sow is science. If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put mathematics on it to control the reaction. That's science. They have taken the reap what you sow part away, because that's the morality in science. Knowing that if you're making bombs to blow somebody else up, somebody going to be making bombs to blow you up. You're going to reap what you sow. That's what they've taken away from the scientific methodology of study. What is the scientific methodology? Write everything down, because, okay, We need to start the birthing process. We're here to start the birthing process. This is day one. It's the first episode this year. We're going to try to be here. Well, I've been saying that for a minute. But things are different now because the book, Bible 2.0, is finished, copywritten, and it will be on the market soon. Okay? As soon as I can get the printer to print up some, it's going to be on the market. All right? The book is here. So the birthing, your birthing process to become what you're supposed to be is at hand now. We're here. Now, they're going to come after me. They're going to come after me about this because we're talking the same talk that Jesus taught. Put down these religions. You don't need none of them. I don't care what they call them. You do not need them. That's not who you are. You are God. What you need to do is for God to work with God to design systems and things to turn this paradise into paradise, because this is a paradise. The problem is man's inhumanity to man. So we don't want men out here. We don't want women out here. We want gods out here. One thing about God, God do not the law. God do not break the rules. That's the difference between a God and a man. You can bribe a man, but you can't bribe God. You can convince a man to do some stupid, crazy stuff, but not God. God don't want to hear that. God, no, you're not over me. You're not in charge of me. You're not. I'm in charge of me. And as God, since I designed all this, I'm not going to go against my own design. That don't even make sense for you to go against your own design. Okay? Right now, you're caught in a trap that you must first escape from before the birthing process can begin. Now, we're going to lead you into part of the birthing process. I want you to see this. I want you to look at this. The baptism, every person born of a woman, birthing process is the baptism. Luke 2:23, every man born of a woman is holy. You're coming out holy. You're holy people because you've been baptized through the woman. You've been baptized by God personally. I'm going to say that again because I don't think you heard this. You have been baptized by God personally. Now, what God baptized you? What's your mother's name? That's the God that baptized you. You come through the water. That's your baptism. When you get another baptism, don't matter what name you use on Jesus Christ or whatever, that's just the puppet master. That's supposed to be reminding you where you came from and who you are. That's what that other dip in water supposed to mean. But when Jesus entered the scene, this is what John's telling you. He ain't going to be baptized and you with no water. Jesus know you done already been baptized. He knew that. Oh, he's been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Jesus never baptized anybody. He let his disciples do a few baptisms. He let them do that. But Jesus didn't baptize nobody. He already knew you'd been baptized. And then Luke is telling you, every man, not some, not a few, every man born of a woman is holy. And when they talk about a born in sin, he didn't say every I. He was talking about himself, not the whole world. They're misrepresenting you in the book. They're misrepresenting you because they need the slaves. If the churches, with all this money, they buying this $5 or $6 million houses and planes and all this stuff for themselves, if they all got together, there would not be a homeless person in America today. There's enough money so that nobody would ever have to sleep in the street. And where's that money coming from? It's coming from God. Who is God? The book is telling you who God is. That person sitting in the church giving the tithes, that's the God where the money is coming from. You're putting up this money. But you think that they have a voting process like in a democracy where you have some kind of say-so or who's doing what? No, you don't have that. You don't have a vetting process. You have good puppet masters, and these puppet masters can talk. They can talk, they can talk Abraham Lincoln off a penny. That's how good they are, you know? But you have to upgrade. You have to be born again. We're going to start this process today. We're going to start your birthing process. The first part of the process is knowing what the truth is. Everybody says, oh, man, here we go. What truth? What do you mean by truth? Listen, it is written that the truth never changes and is always the same. It was written. This is why it's so confusing out there, because the puppet masters don't want you to know the truth. What is the truth? I'm going to give you the answer to what the truth is. Bank on it. And it's the same and never changes, ever. The truth is what you see and understand and experience in your lifetime. That's the truth. Everybody is on their own journey. And for them, that's their truth. That's what the truth is. If you didn't see it, experience, and know it in your lifetime, it's not your truth. It's somebody else's truth. Look, I want to go to New York. So I catch Greyhound to go to New York. Greyhound is not my truth. That's somebody else's truth. I'm using somebody else's truth to take me to New York. Once I get to New York, if I'm not trying to set up a Greyhound bus system, if I'm not trying to set up a Greyhound bus system, that's Greyhound's truth. I just use Greyhound's truth to take me where I'm going. That's what you're supposed to be doing. What they said that Jesus did, that Jesus is truth. You weren't there. You didn't see it. But if you can use part of Jesus' truth to help you get where you're going, use it. That's what it's there for. When people write books, if you want to use their truth, you want to be a millionaire, buy a book written by a millionaire. Don't buy a book written by a thousandaire. If you want to be a millionaire, you buy the book written by a millionaire. Once you get the book written by a millionaire, you can use part of his truth to become a millionaire. That's what's going on. Understand that it's not your truth. It's somebody else's truth while they're on their journey. You're on your journey. Nobody's with you 24 hours a day. The only person know the truth about what you're doing is you, because it's your truth. That's what the truth is. The truth is what you see and can do in your lifetime. That's the truth. So when anybody asks you about the truth, you don't have to get a brain fog. Oh, well, what truth are you talking about? What do you mean by truth? Who's true? No, it's not complicated, because it never changes. Because for each individual, it's their journey, not yours. The truth that they're going through is their truth. They can explain and tell you some of the things they did and what they went through. You know, each soldier that went to war, they have a different experience when they go through the war. So my experience in the military is not going to be the same as the next guy, because it's my truth. And my truth is going to be true for me forever. I was there. I saw it. I knew what happened because it's my truth. You weren't there with me, so you don't know my truth. Only I know my truth. I can give my truth to you. Now, some people lie on their truth, like this guy, a representative. Oh, man. He lied all day long about his truth. He's a liar. That's the problem with a liar. You can't get the truth out of a liar. They don't know what the truth is. And they know that if they give you the truth based on what they're doing and where they're trying to go, you're not going to accept that. If you knew this guy's a criminal, he wasn't even born in the country, all this kind of stuff, there ain't nowhere in the world they'd be voting for him for no count. And he knew that, so he lied about his truth. Now they're finding out his truth. They're fact-checking who he was, where he was. They're learning his truth. And since he lied, they have to check to find out what his truth is. That's what's going on. That's why lying is such a bad practice to get into. And it's so easy. This culture loves for you to lie. They like for you to misrepresent your truth. They love it. Oh, it's just a little white lie. Ain't no such thing as a little white nothing. A lie is a lie is a lie. Period. Ain't no good lies and bad lies. A lie is a lie because we need to depend on what happened on this person's journey if we're going to use part of his truth to help us go someplace. But if he's lying about his truth, how is that going to help? How is that going to help you? He done lied his butt off. Now you know what the truth is. They can't trick you with this. Well, you need to know the truth about the Bible. The truth about the Bible is that I wasn't there. It wasn't my journey. That was Moses' truth. Now, if there's something in there that Moses did that I like, I'll use that. But don't talk to me about the truth about the Bible because I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I didn't walk with Moses. People come up, well, let me show you what Moses meant. No, the only person who can tell me what Moses meant is Moses. So unless you got a phone call, a number on Moses, so I can pick up the phone and call him, yo, Brother Moses, what did you mean by that? Unless you have that, don't come with this so-called scholarly crap that you're putting up. Moses knew what he was writing and what he meant when he wrote. All you have to do is in English. Read. All of us can read now. Do you understand? We can read. So when they start talking about, well, the truth for Jesus, come on, man. Now that you know what the truth is, you know that was Jesus' story. And if there's something in that story that you can use that can help you be a better person, use it. Use it. But don't let people have you thinking that Jesus' truth is your truth because it's not. Jesus' truth is not your truth. Jesus' truth is Jesus' truth, and you can use it. Muhammad's truth is Muhammad's truth. Buddha's truth is Buddha's truth. If there's something in these books or something that they said that can make you a better person, use it. But you must understand what you're doing. It's not your truth. Don't get caught up as a believer. You don't believe in Jesus? Man, I don't believe in nothing. You gave me the story of Jesus. I read the story of Jesus. He said some things that I thought was really nice. In fact, I quoted some of the things he said when we first started about the beam and the speck in your eye. Boy, that was good. I like that. I know that it's not my truth. That's Jesus' truth. But I like it. So I'm going to use it. It makes me a better person. I'm not judging nobody no more. I'm not here to judge nobody. How am I going to judge you on your journey? I haven't walked in your shoes. That's why they had the old saying, you never know a person until you walk a mile in their shoes. Because their journey, each person's journey is unique. We're talking about the truth now. There's more. Every day we're going to be coming up with some more. We're going to be telling you more because the birthing process has begun. Now, tomorrow, we're going to talk about what does it mean to be born again. Oh, my goodness. That's going to blow your mind. But today, we're talking about the truth. Now, tomorrow we're going to talk about being born again. We're going to talk about the birthing process. We're going to take you through this birthing process. Now, those of you who are earshot, you can look up Blog Talk Radio. These shows are recorded. You can go on Blog Talk Radio, Elohim Christ. The shows are there. You can listen to the show anytime you want, anytime, okay? Because the shows are recorded. Any day of the week, any time of the night, you can go in and check one of these shows out. Because it's going to be a lot of information. Oh, we don't have much time. We got about 35. No, we got about 8 minutes, 35 seconds. We got about 35 seconds. So listen, I have walked the path of being honest and good. Following the love, be with yourself. I eagerly embrace everything that I've done today to come back to me. So let it be written. So let it be done. Listen, tune in tomorrow. We have so much to give. The comforters are here. Forgiveness is the order of the day. Start forgiving your enemy. Okay? This is your brother, Elohim. I misread the time. I thought I had 37 seconds, but I have more than that. Oh, I have another 7 minutes. That's great. So listen, this is your brother Elohim. Knowing we start off the show talking about love. Remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. What you're saying should make others feel good. What you're doing should make others feel good. If you're in a relationship with somebody, learn the things that they need. Learn the things that they want, the things that they like. So that if you're in a store, and they like Rocky Road ice cream. And you know, I know Rocky Road ice cream in the refrigerator. When you come home from work, bring some Rocky Road ice cream with you. You know that they like it, and there ain't nothing there. If they like milk and you're out of milk, make it your business to know what they like, know what they want. And you're constantly thought, if you're in a relationship, how can I make this person feel good today? And they should be doing the same thing to you. How can I make this person feel good today? The heart has a neural net in it. And it gives off hormone. It remembers all the crazy stuff that you do. So when you're, don't be pushing the button just to make sure that they love you. They're going to show you that they love you by the action. Some people don't know how to love. That's another thing. When you're in a relationship, if you know how to love a person, you have to begin showing them what love is, showing them how to love. And some people just don't know. Just like if you give a woman some money and say, go dress your husband, go dress your man. When she come back, he'll be dressed to a T, shirt size fit, shoes, socks, everything. Just what it's like, right down to his cologne, every dog. Give a man that same money, he had to call his sister, yo, what's a double B X and all that shit, because he don't know. When you go out, they might have a sale on eyeliner. Do you know what kind of eyeliner your wife like, your girlfriend like? You know what her favorite lipstick is? You know what size her stockings and underwear are? Size shoes she wear? Do you know these things? Our favorite foods? Do you know these things? Do you have a psychological profile on her? Do you know how to get a psychological profile on her without going through the system? And that's another thing. That's how we tell you how to get a psychological profile on the children. See, the psychological profiles are set up through the cartoon. Hello? If you want a psychological profile on your child, ask your child what their favorite cartoon is, because they spend millions of dollars on these cartoons. Why? Because they come into your child's mind with the cartoon, sell your child what they want, and get out and leave your child just as crazy as it was when you got in. The children tell you, what do you want for breakfast? I want Kellogg's cornflakes. Your child don't know anything about nutrition, how the cornflakes are made, but they know about Tony the Tiger. They want the cornflakes because they like Tony the Tiger. you're going to buy insurance. Don't even need to buy insurance because you're like the little gecko guy. Now you're buying the toilet paper. Because they got the little bears wiping their butt. It's the cartoons. The cartoons are the back door to the programming that they put in your mind. Your children are being programmed from the time they're able to see. From the time they open their eyes, they're being programmed. Okay? As soon as they open their eyes, they see an array of colors. And they know there's certain colors around them all the time. If you're from the white tribe and your child opens his eyes, he's around mostly the white colors all the time. If you're from a non-white tribe, the child opens his eyes, the first thing you see is non-white all the time. See, the child is being programmed right from the beginning. So he knows that this non-white color is friendly because that's who's taking care of him. And he knows that this white color is friendly because that's who's taking care of him. The programming starts the minute the child opens his or her eyes. And the ones who are selling you stuff, they know that. So everything comes with the colors. Black, sullen, gloomy, they're all having a black day. White, angels, cake and all that. You know, we had a big lecture on it. Angels eat cake, devils eat cake. You know? You're being programmed right from the beginning to disrespect the tribe that you're supposed to be working with. Hello? So deal with the cartoon. If you don't know what your wife's or your girlfriend's favorite cartoon is, you don't have a psychological profile on her. Find out what cartoon she used to like when she was a kid, when she was little. Then you have a better understanding of who you have and what you're dealing with. You know? That's where you get the psychological profile from the cartoons. All right? Just remember, this is your brother Elohim. We have more information for you tomorrow. Love is the act that make others feel good. You go and you have a feel-good day. Happy New Year's. Happy holidays to everybody. And we will chit-chat again some more. We will chit-chat again some more tomorrow. Okay? Love you. Much love, y'all.